I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they would love to work with you. Give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact, or you can speak to Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be more than happy to help. Now, today I'm joined by Katie Whitaker, Planning and Insight Director at Red Sea Marketing. Katie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Andy. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. And you're up in sunny... Remind us where you are again. You're up north, aren't you?
Yeah, well, the office is based in Manchester, just at Salford Quays, near Media City.
And is it pouring with rain there, like it is down here?
Yes, it is. It's horrendous. It has been doing the same thing for the last 3 days, I think. So, yes, we need our wellies on at the moment.
Yeah, we do. I think it's going to be a grey Christmas.
Yes, definitely.
Now, before we get into the meat and potatoes, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about Red Sea, and a little bit about this white paper that you've written.
So, yeah, I'm Planning and Insight Director at Red Sea. We're an online and offline marketing agency based in Manchester. And my role as Planning and Insight Director, I work with all the account teams on new briefs or new projects where there's an element of investigation, really, or strategic recommendations. So that might be looking at maybe a brand's previous campaigns or understanding a target market in a bit more depth, or maybe making recommendations for future marketing plans, really. But the reason I'm here today is to talk to you about the white paper that we've recently produced called The Secret Life of Search, which studies how consumers are using the Google search engine results page. And we used a combination of eye tracking and face-to-face interviews in order to do that. So we did it over a two-month period. We interviewed more than 60 consumers across a range of life stages, and we eye-tracked them completing over, well, it was about 400 search tasks in the end. So we gave them tasks to do, like looking for a luxury hotel in London, or getting a good deal on your car insurance, or maybe buying a check shirt. And we've covered 8 sectors in total. As you can imagine, we've now got a lot of eye-tracking video and interview data that shows us how consumers are using the search engine results page in their purchase journey. So, yeah, that's how we created the Secret Life of Search white paper.
This must be like gold dust. I mean, I can't imagine there's... Well, I might be wrong. Is this quite rare to do this sort of, like, it's almost like doing a usability test on a product, isn't it?
That is actually the reason why we did it, because we were looking for some information beyond analytics data, really, to help us understand how consumer search behaviour was being impacted by all the things that were changing on search engines. And we couldn't really find anything. So we have eye tracking software at the agency, and we do a lot of eye tracking projects for our clients. So we thought we'd take on that task ourselves and and do a study ourselves, really, to try and plug that gap.
That's fantastic. Now, I want to focus in on, I don't know, three or four areas. And I know that one of the areas that you found some interesting results on was to do with brand trust, wasn't it? And I think that's quite pertinent at the moment, because in the news recently there's been quite a few brands that have sort of breached their trust. But what were your findings on brand trust?
Yeah, we found this out quite early on in the study, really. It became quite evident that most consumers across quite a wide range of search tasks chose a familiar brand for their first click on Google. So when they came to do the task, they already had a brand in mind when they're performing the search. And we just thought that actually it became so clear that getting clicks isn't just about bought and earned rankings. It's about building brand trust outside of Google, really, across your whole marketing strategy, to make sure you're in the consideration set in the first place, really, when people come to the search engine results page. I think we all tend to focus on where we are. Is it position 1 to 10 or position 0?
Yeah.
But I think our study found that actually brand familiarity and having trust with a brand plays a huge role in actual winning clicks on the results page.
That's interesting, actually, because I know that when I search for things, I mean, I've been doing quite a lot of searching sort of leading up to Christmas, thinking about what to get people. That's right. I usually have a specific product in mind, actually, when I'm searching. And it's usually the search results that sometimes they alert me to other products. But yeah, that's interesting, because that's consistent with what I find.
Yeah. And we even found that the brand familiarity can be more persuasive than how highly it ranked, really, because we saw some respondents willing to scroll down to like position 8 or 9,
yeah,
to find the brand they wanted. Like, we had a lady who wanted ASOS for a party dress, and she went, you know, right down to position 8 or 9 to find ASOS in those results. We did find with age it did differ a little bit. We interviewed pre-family, family and post-family people in the study, and we did find that those in the post-family sector, they were less likely to choose a familiar brand. So I think overall we had 82% of people clicked on a familiar brand. And then when we looked at post-family, that was down to 67%. So more of the post-family respondents were clicking on an unfamiliar brand. I felt maybe because they weren't maybe as competent to searching, or maybe doing it as frequently as the younger ones were. Mm. I mean, don't get me wrong, they certainly knew what they were doing, but I just felt maybe they weren't doing it as much as maybe the younger audiences were.
Well, that's interesting, yeah. So the younger people were more brand-focused, is that what you're saying?
Well, I think, like I said, the average was 82% across the whole survey. 82% chose a brand that they were familiar with.
Yeah.
It was 91% for pre-family, 84% for family, and 67% for post-family. So I think maybe the post-family sector, they didn't have a brand in mind as much for the search queries that they were taking out. Or maybe they were more influenced by what was going on in the page, which made them choose a more unfamiliar brand, I think.
Yeah.
We did ask them, after they'd chosen someone for each search task, we did ask them in the post-interview questions about the reasons why they made those decisions, and so kind of the motivation for making that click. And we found that for all those people that were clicking on a familiar brand, nearly 50% of them said they clicked on them because they were a customer of them or they were a past customer of them.
Ah.
Yeah. So, and 20% said it was because they were a trusted brand. So they just knew of them because they were a trusted brand. So the actual number that were being influenced by PPC even, and, you know, results on the page was only quite small. It was only 5%. But we are talking about people who clicked on a familiar brand here. When we looked at the smaller pot of consumers who had chosen a brand that wasn't familiar to them, we did see how persuasive PPC and SEO results can be in that smaller section.
Well, yeah, because I know that, well, you know, from the kind of the website owner or the business owner side of things, there's often kind of a sort of a trepidation, isn't there? Because you think, oh, no, we're not the big boys, you know, when people search for our widget, you know, the big boys are just going to,
yeah,
they're going to be at the top of the. And you've got, I mean, I think you called it, is it marketability or open-minded searches? What were your findings there?
Yeah, so what I've talked about really is what we called safe searchers, really. So they came to the search engine results page, said they were looking for a party dress, and they knew, I'm going to go to ASOS for that. But we also found a smaller section of people, but still a significant minority, who in the study, they ended up choosing a brand that they didn't have any previous knowledge of. It makes it a bit more of a level playing field, really, for other brands. They've got a bit more chance in these kind of more open-minded searches.
Yeah.
Because here, people were coming to the results page and they didn't have a brand in mind. So they were, you know, clicking because of what was in the result content, or what was in the ad content, or what position that result was on the page. So it was a little bit different. So I think we found that there was 16% of the searchers who were these more open-minded searchers.
Yeah.
So here, these are the people where PPC and SEO is key in winning attention and first clicks when this type of search is being made. Because in these searches where they clicked on an unfamiliar brand, we found that 42% of them said it was what appeared in the organic result. And we had a third of them saying it was what appeared in what was an ad. And 25% put it down to the actual position on the page. They might have said something like, oh, I always pick the second one, or I always pick the first one.
Mm.
So you can see here that investing in PPC and SEO is where you'll be winning attention and first clicks when this type of search is being made. And we definitely saw people, you know, we heard a lady say, she actually said, you know, I think she was looking for a restaurant in Manchester, and she said, if I go out in Manchester, I always go for something quirky. The word quirky was mentioned in the results. You could see how much the impact, how much the ad copy had really made to her there.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of examples of that as well. I can remember one we were doing one for, it was a teeth whitening search. And despite the result being presented on a search engine results page packed with lots of different options, the fourth organic result caught that search's attention because it said the actual location in the organic result, and that got attention, and they were looking for a local place to do it, and they saw the local place in the result and chose it because of that. So you could see in these types of searches, the more open-minded searches, how much PPC and SEO content was making an impact, really. We also saw that the actual first click decisions took longer to take when an unfamiliar brand was being chosen as well.
Yeah.
We looked at the time to first click for these types of searches, and it was double the time compared with when it was a familiar brand, which I think makes sense, really, because when you're choosing a familiar, trusted brand, you quickly find it in the results, where when it's unfamiliar, it might take a bit more time considering the different result to go for. So it was an average of 20 seconds on desktop and 22 seconds on mobile when it was an unfamiliar brand. But when it was a familiar brand, it was half that time. So, you know, these results were getting chosen in 10 seconds, really, which is nothing, really, when you think of all the time you spent getting onto that page.
Yeah, it's like a sort of slight hesitancy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just taking a bit more time to understand what's on the page and then making a decision there. So
yeah.
we definitely see a different type of search behaviour in these types of open-minded searches. So they're taking more time, more attention's being paid to the results when the searcher doesn't have that brand in mind. And I think throughout the research, really, when searchers were confronted with a search term that maybe they lacked a trusted brand for it, or they weren't so sure what they wanted, they demonstrated a much more open-minded approach to the task. And they took longer to make that choice. So you can see there that the content of organic results and PPC ad copy became much more influential.
Yeah, because it's like, so in summary, basically, if you're not one of the big boys, do not fear, because there's 16% of the population that will be searching for less branded stuff, and if you get your PPC and SEO wiggle on, then you've got a reasonable chance of getting some attention.
Definitely.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The other thing we found with these ones, it was shopping images were referenced a bit more in these types of searches as well, and the respondents were choosing shopping results or image tabs. So they were looking for visual search results in there as well, because they needed a bit more help with the search, really.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because I mean that shopping tab has been there for ages now, hasn't it? What sort of information came up around there?
We did look at Google Shopping within the study, and we when Google Shopping appeared for some of the results, so it was for the more e-commerce results, as you can imagine. So when it was an e-commerce search and Google Shopping came up, we did find that Google Shopping worked well in these instances, because we found instances where it might influence, although it didn't get a click in the search, it might influence paid and organic clicks on the page. So what I'm talking about here is, so say you search for one of the searches was men's tech shirt. We found instances where, say, next was in the Google Shopping results. The person didn't click on the Google Shopping result, but they actually clicked on next in the organic results. So that they were influencing clicks on organic clicks, even if they didn't win the click on Google Shopping. So it was a more impression-assisted click, really.
Yeah.
We also found with Google Shopping, it was helping searchers to decide on the type or the style of product that they might have been looking for. So if they weren't so sure what they wanted, they were looking at the images in Google Shopping to try and help them find the type or the style of product. So it's quite inspirational as well. And we also found with Google Shopping that it led to clicks on what we've described as the unfamiliar brand. So they might not have considered that brand in the past, but they saw a nice looking men's tech shirt in the results, and that made them actually click on the brand. So I think we found that Google Shopping, and actually the Google Shopping tab, was quite impactful, really, and definitely drove clicks on an organic or a PPC result further down the page. When Google Shopping appeared, we found that a lot of people at least glanced on them. So from all the e-commerce searches, 80% of the people actually looked at them. So they were definitely getting attention. And on mobile devices, where Google Shopping appears much more prominently, because obviously it's the first thing you see on a mobile, 100% of the respondents viewed them, which I think you would expect. It was 74% on desktop, which again you would probably expect, because they appear on the right hand side rather round at the top. But yeah, you can see how influential Google Shopping is on a mobile. You know, all the respondents looked at them when they appeared. And we heard people saying things like, I like to use the carousel because it's a preview of what's available on the website.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're using Google Shopping to get an idea of what's available, really.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. We did find as well that although interest was being paid to the Google Shopping results when they did appear, especially when people were a bit less confident about the type or the style of product that they wanted. So corner TV unit, looking for a corner TV unit was one of the searches that came up with Google shopping results, and we saw quite a bit of attention paid to the Google shopping results there. And I think it was because people were not sure what they wanted. So here they were looking at the images to get a bit more of an idea. But we did find it varied a little bit depending on the product. So, for example, when it was black jeans men was one of the searches, and 100% of the respondents paid attention to the Google shopping images in that instance for that product. And we just thought it might have something to do with a men's tendency to try and choose a quicker shopping path.
Oh, definitely.
Do it as quickly as possible. I'll just choose something from these images.
Very targeted.
I'll just choose one of those. Whereas when we did a search for king-size duvet covers, there was only 63% on the attention on the Google shopping images. And when we asked people about that in the interviews afterwards, people said, well, actually, for something like bedding, quality is much more important to me, so I wouldn't rely on those images alone. So they didn't pay as much attention to them. It was interesting how much attention was being paid to the Google shopping ads. But also, what we found interesting was how much attention was paid to the actual Google shopping tab as well.
Mm.
So it wasn't just the images. People were actually clicking on the tab at the top.
Yeah.
So they were using the tab to see lots of images in one place all together. It was almost being used as a discovery tool, really, to spot products that they might like from unfamiliar brands. And they found it really helpful when they were less confident about the type or the style of product that they used it. So they were kind of using it to find the type of product that they might want, and then they might go off and choose it somewhere else, or they might click on it from the Google shopping tab. We looked at the number of where clicks happened in terms of were they on organic or were they on PPC, and we found that in the e-commerce searches when Google shopping was appearing, 7% of the respondents clicked on the shopping tab at the top and that for their first click, which we thought was quite a lot. And when you added that onto PPC ads and also Google shopping ads as well, it meant the click share for PPC in e-commerce searches was 42% when you added in the shopping tab as well. So
yeah. In
e-commerce searches, PPC results were getting 42% of the first clicks, which, you know, felt like it's quite a big percentage compared with the other sectors that we looked at. So we tended to find it was mainly about a third of the clicks were going on to paid results and two-thirds were going on organic results. But in e-commerce, when there was Google Shopping and the Google Shopping tab, there was 42% going to paid. So it really bumped up the number of clicks that were going on to a paid result, which is good for those people investing in Google shopping, definitely.
What is fascinating, I think the thing that stuck in my mind is the way that people use images and Google shopping as a sort of a way of getting inspiration and just seeing what's out there. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we definitely found in the results that imagery was being used to inspire what you could maybe say was more visual searches. So I think we found that not everybody wanted to look through the copy paste results on Google, and we could see that some searchers took a more visual approach to their searching. Really, we had out of the study, I think 1 in 7 chose a Google tab when they were answering their search query. So that might be the shopping tab or the images tab as their first stage in the process. So they were using it to, at the start of their buying journey, I would say, to really inspire them. And it just made us realise how important that imagery is in your online marketing strategy, really.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, you can buy your presence, obviously, through Google Shopping, but I think the research suggested that you can earn the visibility too, because some people were going to the images tab to get some inspiration from them. So optimizing your website images to rank on Google images highly, I think, is an important thing that we learned from the study, which I don't think we'd thought about as much prior to doing the study, because people were definitely using the shopping tab and the images tab to inspire them before continuing the journey, you know, on the main search engine results page. And in fact, some people were using the tabs to find new brands to buy from.
Yeah.
And we actually had one lady saying, I like to find new websites in this way by going to the Google Images tab. Mm. You can have other things that people might not have. I've never heard of that brand before, the one she chose, but I like the image of the dress. And that, you know, that was getting people to pick on a brand that they might not have chosen before.
Yeah.
So I think that's good for the lesser known brands. Ones where text-based results might be difficult, they can get a bit of an edge by making sure that their brand is present on Google Shopping and making sure that their product imagery is well optimized. So they're capturing those searchers who want a bit more inspiration.
Well, Katie, you have given us an absolute Trevor, well, there probably is a Trevor listening, but even treasure trove of information there. Particularly fascinating about the images. I love this whole notion of getting your images good. How can our listeners find out more about you, more about Red Sea, and how can they get hold of this white paper?
Okay, yeah. You can visit our website, which is redseamarketing.com, and it's the letter C, not the word C. And on that website, you'll be able to download the white paper directly from there. You can find out more about our eye tracking service and also the digital marketing services that we can provide. And you can also follow us on Twitter and on LinkedIn.
Katie, thank you very, very much indeed. And thank you to our listeners. The show notes are in the usual place, or will be in the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/IM podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review so that we know how we're doing and we can continue to bring this show to more and more people. If you've got questions or suggestions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet at Site Visibility. We have a Site Visibility group on LinkedIn. Well, that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Katie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Katie, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.